Welcome to this Saturday set, and we have a brilliant day of racing on Saturday in front of us. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be here with my comrades, Mr. Scott Fizzer Fitzsimmons, the King's Own, Kingsley the King's Own Bartholomew. How are you, son?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. What a great day's racing.
Incredible, incredible.
This carnival is, I've never been more excited about a carnival, I don't think, than I am about this one.
Wonderful. Hmm. Well, it's a huge day at both Rosehill and Flemington. We're going to start in Flemington, where it is an absolutely stacked card. We're only going to look at two feature races. I want to look at more, but we just don't have the time to do that. We will start with the Group 1 Mackay Bediva Stakes. It's been a big talking point all this week in the horse racing world. And when I was working out what replays we could watch, I thought maybe watch the Wink Stakes. I thought, nah, it's a bit boring. We've seen that a million times. So I decided to go back to last year's one because it's a brilliant race, horse racing at its best. Bit of a pump up for her. So, of course, Pride of Jenny is out in front. And here's Mr. Brightside coming after her. Now, interestingly, you got Via Sestina out there. This is the only time she's failed in Australia. And Tino's battling away for third there. And I thought, good way to get us in the mood to talk about it, because can we see something like this happening again on Saturday? Mr. Brightside wins. There's the market. Over to you.
Yeah, it's a very different race on Saturday, though. It's the same race in a number of ways, but it's also a very different race, and it's a hard race. So in that race, it was a fast pace, obviously, with Pride of Jenny going to the lead. This race, have a look at it. There's just nothing. Mr. Brightside.
Who will lead?
More, probably Mr. Brightside, Barrier 1.
Right.
But he's never led in his life. Yeah. Fitz, has he ever led?
What's going to happen? I didn't see anything in the speed maps that were putting any other horse anywhere near him in front. So it looks like he's going to lead, and I think they're mad not to. If you choose a small field and be able to get a sort of like a break on these quality horses, why wouldn't you?
Do you think Blake Shin's going to think about lighting up Antina, which he's famous for doing? Would this be a race for that?
I think if Antino's going to win this race, he has to do that. I don't think Antino can sprint anywhere close to V. Sestina or Aliana. And I think that's his only hope. So I hate betting in these races where there's no pace, because something like that generally happens. Everyone knows, you're no genius looking at this race and going, oh, there's no pace here. So something's going to happen, and something's going to happen that doesn't normally happen. And when something happens that doesn't normally happen, there's usually a surprise result, and form doesn't read as well as it normally does. So let's just go through. It's a great race because it's such a puzzle. So Mr. Brightside, I definitely think, can win. Barrier 1 on paper goes to the lead. Pretty good first up as well. Definitely can win. Let's go to Tom Kitten. Missed last week. Scratch from
all the barrier. The Menzies scratched the barrier.
So I don't know. Has it done any work?
Yeah, had a trial and was pretty plain in the trial.
Yeah, okay.
But the Freedmen seem okay. They seem confident. So
I think Tom Kitten can win. I think that I was talking about an upset sort of thing. $10, I think, is not bad value. Has the sprint to win the race for sure. Tom Kitten, any hope, Fitz?
I didn't like its trials. I was happy to pot Tom Kitten.
Okay, Antino we talked about. I think Blake Shin lighting up. I don't really like Antino, but I think that's the only hope of winning. Fitz, Antino?
Antino, I liked its run last start, went around and wide, knocked up a little bit late, improves into this second up, maybe third up for Antino. But, yeah, I'm not knocking Antino this race.
Okay.
Via Sestina, really interesting. James probably from Barrier 2 will could sit outside Mr. Brightside, or then sits third fence and risks possibly, you know, not getting out of this Flemington though. So it'd be hard to see James not really getting out. So probably does sit behind Mr. Brightside. We saw win 1400 first up in the Winks. Rated 2 points higher than last year, winning that. Now goes to the same pattern. We saw Via fail in the Mackay Bediva last year that we just saw. That was a heavy track off a fast pace, but it is first up. Second up. We've talked about Wallace second up. We're coming off wins first up, often not as strong as well. So there are a few holes with Via Sestina, but I think the slow pace, Via really sprints well off a slow tempo. She's won 7 out of her last 8 as well, so she's a winner. $1.90, I've got a top pick. I think she's the horse to beat, but there's a few holes there and I'm not that keen to get it to back. What did you think of Via, Fitz?
I think she'll win. I think that she'll sit closer this time in, and I think Aliana will be behind her, and I could only be on Versustina in this race. Mr. Brightside, I thought, was the other one. It's a sneaky hope just for the fact, not off ratings, but for the fact that he's going to go to the front and be hard to run down, and that's sure. always pretty good in a small field. But, yeah, I think Vera will win, and I think she'll just show that sprint, and she's definitely the best horse in Australia at the moment.
Sure.
When I looked at Aliana's class speed weight ratings, mm-hmm. I was surprised that she wasn't higher. So she's a fair way behind Mr. Brightside and Avia at their peaks.
Right.
Not to, excluding the Cox Plate for Avia that was through the roof. Mm. So she's got a bit of improvement to get to that level, but she looks like she does have the improvement to get to that level.
Yes.
So she'll be behind them. Can she run over the top of them off that slow pace? From barrier five, she probably is in the last two. If you split them into two, 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 she'll be in the last group of two. Can she run past Via Sestina? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I mean, she can, but she'd need to improve.
Mm.
And she didn't really peak last prep until third and fourth up.
Mm.
So I think whatever she does on Saturday, she will improve again. What do you think of Aliana, Fitz?
Yeah, I'm going to wait until she's racing different horses and not racing Via Sestina before sure. I back Aliana.
Because you think she clearly had
I think she's a very, very, very good horse, Aliana, but
yeah.
just wrong race, wrong time, I think. I mean, sure. we'll see on Saturday, but I just, yeah, not at $4 for me. Aliana has to go past Via and Mr. Brightside in the straight.
So you're backing. So for summing up for me, I think Via Sestina is a horse to beat, but I'm not betting in the race. So you're backing
only,
Via?
Yeah, I'm going to have something on Via on race day, yeah.
Very good.
Waiting. Okay.
Let's move to Flemington Race 9, the Let's Elope for the Mares. And we've got another mare on the rise called On Display. I'm going to go back and watch her win at Caulfield. Here she is now. So she was a long way back, actually, and she really savages the line. This is a pretty ordinary bunch of horses that she beats up. Huge rising grade for her on Saturday. She's going to have to take on Lazura, which is one of these fabulous Waller mares. There's the market on display, second favourite. Splashback as well is a horse that people thought was sort of rising to stardom but has had a couple of disappointing starts. Oh Too Good was good during the winter. Over to you, Kingzone.
Yeah, On Display, rising grade. Looks a really talented horse. Rising grade, barrier one, gets back. So there's a few negatives there, 1,400 metres. I don't particularly like this race. I've got Lazura top pick. But first up, one on a heavy 10 at Randwick. Chris Waller second up. We've spoken about that as well. First time down in Melbourne, carrying 57 kilos for the first time. So there's a few negatives there for me as to why I wouldn't like Lazura, but I do think there's negatives on a lot of these horses in this race. So it's not a race that really excites me. I'm Lazura on top from On Display, and Oh Too Good as well, who maps on pace and I thought was decent value. And there's another horse in the race, Abounding, who was pretty unlucky last start. So I can't really rule anything out. I can't really tick – nothing's ticking a lot of boxes for me, so it's not really a race I like.
Okay, Fizzo.
A little bit clear for me, Lazura on top. I may have something on it on the weekend. On Display, second pick. I was on it last start. It's been good to me its last couple. Has to lift again. King's talked about it. Abounding was the horse I thought was the value, 950. I can see it being shorter around the $7 mark come race time. He was unlucky last start. It goes great. You know, it ticked the Melbourne box way of going last start. Great run at Caulfield. Held up. Thought 950 was value. Other than that, no, they're my top three picks, and I'd be surprised if one of those three didn't win. I didn't particularly like Oh Too Good.
Okay, fair enough. And as I touched on earlier, there's some brilliant other races on the card at Flemington. We can't cover them all, but jump on the Ladbrokes app or the website. You can go and look at their race form. I think it's done by Racing and Sports, and they give very good dissections of the races. So go and have a bit of a look at that, like race one all the way through. It's just, I can't wait to sit on the couch and watch it all on Saturday. We've got to move on to Rose Hill. We're going to look at three feature races there. And we're going to start with the Shirako Stakes, and we see Jolly Star back first up. But let's watch Gangster Granny. Here she is in the toy show. So she's in front in the famous Conduras colours. Autumn Glow's up the inside of her and is going to go on and win by half a length. If Gangster Granny can run to this level or improve, she's going to be hard for Jolly Star to run past. Do we think that she will lead or be right on pace and Jolly Star will be out the back? How did you see the map?
I think I think Lilac will definitely go forward. Mm-hmm. Barrier one, I thought Lilac would lead. I thought Gangster Granny goes and sits outside Lilac or takes a sit. Spicy Martini's got a bit of pace as well from barrier three. So it's out of those three, Gangster Granny, Lilac, Spicy Martini. Gangster Granny I don't think will lead. I see either sit second or sit third. I like this race. Let's talk about Jolly Star first.
Mm.
And now we're getting to Rose Hill and it's been absolutely pissing down at my place. Roads were closed. I know the rain's going to stop, but it was a heavy track yesterday at Canterbury. Pissed down for 24 hours. What are we talking, Fitz? Slow six, seven, heavy track? What do you think?
We've got brilliant sunshine from tomorrow. Yeah. I think it clears up this afternoon.
We do. Brilliant sunshine. I'm saying that on the lighter side of heavy. So slow seven, maybe. Maybe, or slow heavy seven, eight, heavy eight. Isn't it? Yeah, that's where I'm working.
Right. Well, Jolly Star has never, ever been on a track worse than a slow five.
Ooh.
Ever.
Okay.
And clearly not a wet tracker.
Mm.
Ticks the box of... Yeah, I'm Jolly Star. Everyone's heard of me. You know, I'm going to be very hard to beat here. Three from five first up, four from eight at the distance, one group ones, you know, but going to get back on this heavy track, carrying 59 kilos. Seems very short to me. I'm not saying can't win, but seems very short. So where do you go there? Steffi Magnetica over 1,200 first up, zero from four over 1,200. I don't think Steffi's got much hope. Then what else have we got in the market there? We got Amina, $8.50, wet track, massive query on a wet track.
Mm-hmm.
Manal I don't think is particularly suited.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it leave us with? It leaves us with gangster. What we just saw, the granny, who if Autumn Glow isn't a racehorse, wins that race and wins it in very good time, but runs second prior to that. So it's been beaten by Autumn Glow, who's, you know, potentially an absolute superstar on the way up and really pushed over 1,100. Loves a wet track as well. What else have I written? Just sits behind the pace, gets a lovely, lovely run, which wet tracks at Rose Hill I think can be quite on pace-ish sometimes. It's hard to really drive down that centre of the track where Jolly Star supposedly is going to have to get. Never missed a place in six starts as well. I'm really keen on this. I think they've mispriced it.
Ooh.
I actually have Gangster Granny favourite over Jolly Star.
Whoa.
$3.80 is the wrong price and is an official Saturday set tip.
Great. And we've also struck a blow in the Ladbrokes Mates Mode pot, which we're going to talk about later on. We have.
How much we put?
$4,000.
Mm.
Make it six.
Huh? Yeah, make it six. Yes, make it six. That's it.
He's confident.
Fizzo, what did you make of this race?
Yeah, no, I can't see there being an upset. I think Gangster Granny should be at least maybe not equal favourite, but maybe just behind Jolly Star. A little bit too far away in the market. Like Kings, I'm worried about Jolly Star getting back on the heavy or on the soft track, you know, this weekend. Kings alluded to the fact that Rose Hill plays quite on pace even when it's heavy.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd be pretty worried. Gangster Granny had the run under the belt, going to sit handy in the run. I think it'll sit third from what I sort of looked at. I was like King, Steffi Magnetica did actually come up top pick on my form, but couldn't possibly be on Steffi first up in this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not going to say that I'm tipping anything in this race, but I thought one of the two favourites would win, but I'd err on backing the one with better value, Gangster Granny.
Fantastic.
I just want to say I thought Lilac was decent value as well. Barrier one, I think will go straight to the front. And if it is very leaderish there, I could easily save on Lilac.
Okay, excellent. Now, here's a race. We're going to go to race eight at Rose Hill, the run to the Rose. It is absolutely stacked with three-year-old talent. Let's go back and watch the San Domenico from a couple of weeks back. Here's Raging Force out in front. It was a big go that day. The Wotan on the inside gets tightened for room, but in the end, J-Mac didn't even put in a protest. You got Bayvact running on for third. Rivellino, I think that's Devil Knight as well. All those horses are going to feature in the run to the Rose. And you can also throw in Tempted, who run third in the slipper. Nepotism, who won the Champagne's favourite for the Caulfield Guineas. It's a stacked race, exciting. Raging Force, $4.60 into $3 yesterday.
Mm.
Wow, what are we going to do?
Big go. They've absolutely hammered Raging Force early. This is a great race too. Now, a lot of fast early pace here. North England's in this race. which loves to go quick early, $21. King of Pop goes forward. Raging Force obviously goes forward as well. And Presser goes forward as well. So there's more pace in this race. Raging Force, I think, is the horse to beat, but I think is too short. And I said this last time and I'm saying the same thing again. Raging Force has never won when there has been fast pace early in the race. Every race that he's been in has been slow early. Yes, he has won them. I'm not saying he can't handle a fast pace, but we don't know if the pressure's on whether Raging Force will handle it. Raging Force as well, 1,100 metres is the furthest he's been, going to 1,200 metres as well. More pressure, 1,200 metres, and also in a harder race. So you've got those three things. You've got a harder race, you've got more pressure, and you're going to a distance where you've never been to before. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm surprised Raging Force, I think he's over bet at the moment at $3. What do you think of Raging Force, Fitz?
Yeah, well, I did declare it last start, but I don't have the same confidence in it this weekend. Mm-hmm. I do have a top pick. I won't be betting in the race, so I'll say that first. But, yeah, Raging Force did the job for me last start, but I'm not declaring it like last time.
The way that he was backed yesterday shows that the people who are backing him think he's going to be the absolute standout colt of the spring.
Yeah.
Like they just like that he's just going to win everything. You're going to win the Coolmore. Because this is like, it's an incredible field and they could be right. Like, but they did it. They backed him like that when in the San Domenico.
Mm.
So
I'm not against him. I think he's a great horse.
Yeah.
But there are reasons why you have question marks against. And nobody knows the answer to what I'm saying because we haven't seen it.
No.
We haven't seen Raging Force over 1,200 in a high-pressure race in this sort of field. Mm. Now, let me get to Wotan. Barrier 11, Seawaller, what's he going to do?
Go back.
What's his instructions going to be, Fitz?
Be negative. Go back.
That's it. So do you really want to be backing Wotan when Jay Collett's going to have to come down the centre of the track?
No, thanks.
From second. Okay, no, thanks. Now we get to a real racehorse, Tempted.
Ooh, real racehorse.
Real racehorse.
With Kieran Maher now too.
Did you go and have a look at the trial?
I did watch the trial.
Well, you can't tell me that you didn't get a bit of movement downstairs.
There was a little bit of barring going on.
What a trial. And what a racehorse. Started favourite in a Golden Slipper as well. Arguably, you know, could have won or finished a lot closer. Has gone to Kieran Maher as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see how forward Tempted is. I'm surprised of the price. If Tempted has the best acceleration rating for me in the race, he's going to get back from seven, but always gets back and can settle midfield. I think Tempted seems like a good price. I'm surprised about the price. He's very close to being an official Saturday set tip, but isn't. I'm definitely going to have something on Tempted.
Can I back it in the pot?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. Skyhook, brilliant first up with 60.5 kilos when I backed Peloton, but was in Tempted's trial and didn't look great. Was sort of hard ridden. You see, that's Fitz Skyhook in the trial.
Yeah, I didn't pay too much attention because it was the mid prep trial. I wasn't so fussed about looking at Skyhook, and I didn't actually find it in this race. Mm-hmm. So for me, it wasn't one I sort of was looking at too hard.
The only other horse I want to talk about is number three, Bayvakt, who sat three wide on speed in that race with Raging Force and was a very, very big run.
Mm-hmm.
Drew the car park in the Golden Slipper out in 14, drew 10 in the Todman, now has drawn a barrier and I think is a pretty good price. So those are the two horses that I am going to back. 3, 5, or 9, I'm backing 3 and 9.
Okay. Anything more to add, Fizz?
No, my numbers were 5, Raging Force, 9, Tempted, and I thought Baywak and Nepotism were the two smokies that could win the race other than that. But yeah. Hard race, not betting.
Sweet. Let's go to a race 9. It is the Theo Marks, and we get to see the Autumn Glow go round again. We won't watch another replay of her. We just saw her earlier, of course. I thought we were going to watch Pia. So Pia is a New Zealand horse that came over for a couple of starts in the Aussie Kerr colours, a couple of starts in the Brisbane winter. I think around third, its first start. Then it absolutely pisses in this start. This is the Wayne Wilson. Pretty authoritative win. Autumn Glow completely dominates the market, but Pia's not too far away. There it is. It's a market move, $1.60. K-Mac on board. Barrier 6. Everything looks to set up perfectly. 1,300 metres.
He was a great caller, Wayne Wilson, wasn't he?
Great caller.
You remember him, Fitz, or was it a bit before your time?
I don't know, but if I heard his Wayne voice, Wilson. I might.
You would recognize straight
voice
away.
I'd recognize
he'd
it. He'd
always
for sure.
call Chief De Beers and all
yeah,
those things.
Yeah, I think so. I was probably in the.
Alan
in the,
Thomas.
Didn't he say
Wayne
can stop a train
in the tab somewhere?
The chief?
Rough habit, yeah.
That might have
Great
been
caller.
Wayne Wilson. Yeah.
Great caller. Yeah. Well.
Your
well,
girl.
Yeah, my girl. So if this race was 20 years ago or 50 to 10 years ago, I'd be having over 100,000 on Autumn Glow, I think. But the 2025 version of myself
is a much pared back version. You're like Grandpa Bill. You've had your wings well and truly clipped.
Well, the market's clipped them. And the market here at $1.60 is exactly the reason why they have been clipped in this fashion. I think Autumn Glow is obviously the horse to beat, but is there any value, Rich? Is there any value at $1.60? I don't think so. But, I mean, she ticks every box. She sits on pace. She handles the wet. She's a superstar who rates through the roof. And I can't wait to see where her ceiling is. So, I'm not going to back her, but I think she's awfully hard to beat. I just want to talk about another horse in that race, and that's the one we just saw, Pier.
Okay.
I think Pier's a great bet for a place. Don't know what price it is, but I think Pier will run a hole.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand horse that's come across, plenty of upside. Had a couple of runs here. I've written X Factor. That race that we saw then was off a very fast early tempo, over 1,600. But has got a sprint, won its first race over in New Zealand. I haven't written the 1,050. Pier won its first race over in New Zealand. I think is the knockout horse here.
Okay.
If anything's going to beat Autumn Glow, I think it's going to be Pier. Like the Quinella, good trial, ran second. And Fitz, are you having your max bet on Autumn Glow?
Nah, I don't have max bets on a $1.60 shot. Doesn't really get me any funds.
Are you like $1.20 or $30?
Are you betting?
Max bet.
I'm betting, and it's an official Saturday set.
Oh,
tip, Autumn Glow.
Wow.
There you go. But I'm, you know, like I find these horses. I'm happy to have my, you know, $300, $500 on them, and then just move on and let it go. But I'm not having like $1,000 or $2,000 on this sort of horse. $1.60, you're not getting much there. I think they bet $175 or something. The tab, I didn't get any of that. So, look, I'll just talk about it. Has a fitness edge on most of its rivals in this race that I think that are its rivals. It has a map advantage on most of its rivals. It didn't get the perfect run last start and still was good enough to win. It had to duck back to the inside by being held up in the middle of horses there. I do think Gangster Granny is a good horse, mm-hmm. a Gangster Granny. Mm. So, look, this race... I had Autumn Glow well clear. I'm going to back it. El Costillo, which is fresh for Joe Pride, changing stables from Anthony Cummings, might be a sneaky at about 30-1. And General Salute and Pier were my next two. Pier, I thought the trial was nice, but I think it needs longer and I don't think it'll be ready to go fresh. That's just my opinion. Autumn Glow for me. Backing it this weekend, official tip.
Early, 160, or are you going to wait and
I
bet
don't,
on the day?
Yeah, look, I don't think I'm going to get much better than 160 because it's that sort of a horse. So, yeah, I might just take Ladbrokes 160. It might just have to be done. We'll see what happens.
Sweet. You've heard me talk about the Mates Mode Pots a bit. We're actually doing one tonight on the Dapto Dogs. It's the last ever meeting, Greyhound meeting, the Dapto Dogs. We're doing one on that tonight, so you can get involved with that if you want to. Me and JC, Jason Campbell. And then we're going to do one for Mackay Beer Diva Stakes Day. We've already struck a few blows. What, we back Gangster Granny. We back one of your horses in Brisbane.
Yeah,
you back Star Patrol as well. So there's a bit going on. Probably, hopefully, it'll be about 35,000-40,000 in the pot. We'll do
you won
our
last
best.
Time.
We won last time. Yeah, I think we've won. Yeah, what have we done? Two now or something? I've won both of them small.
So. Two this season, you mean?
Two this season, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
No,
but I know you keep telling me you keep winning, so just keep winning.
Hopefully, yeah. So if you want to get involved, head to the Mates Mode section on the Ladbrokes app. Use the code UPTHEDEN25. You're in. We'll have some fun. I'll put all the bets up on the Den as well. So if you're not in the Ladbrokes app, you can still follow along. Tickets to Caulfield. Let's talk about tickets to Caulfield. We're at
Great
Flemington.
Day.
We're at Flemington this week, but next week we've got the Rupert Clark and the Underwood. Both look like fantastic races. A good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club are offering up to 4 tickets for you to go. So hit the link in the description and you can go straight to Ticketek and get the tickets. We appreciate that from Melbourne Racing Club. Hopefully we get some for Caulfield Guineas Caulfield Cup. See how we go. If we're well behaved, maybe we will. That's the housekeeping out of the way and it's time for your Saturday set.
Righto, let's do it. My official Saturday set tips are as follows. Sydney race 7, number 8, Gangster Granny, which we spoke about.
Mm.
Now, let's go to one of my favourite horses at the moment, Flemington race 2, number 2, Tycoon Star. Mm. Won the McNeil last time, absolutely flying. I talked about its trials where it showed pace. that's what I'm really loving about Tycoon Star is the early speed that Tycoon is showing. $3 at the moment, I think, looks a really good price. Down the straight, Tycoon won its first race down the straight as well, so does handle it. Then one more, Flemington Race 6, which we're back for the pot, number 5. Star Patrol hasn't raced for nearly a year for Clinton McDonald. Jump Out looked fantastic 2 weeks ago. Loves the Flemington 1200 metres as well. Around that $8 mark, I think. Is that where you took about $8?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, I think Ladbrokes don't like Star Patrol. They're out on their own. Everyone else is $7 or $6.50, and they're pushing out at $8, which I think is a fantastic price. So those are my three. I'm pretty confident.
Great. Fizz, how many you got for us this week, mate?
Well, yeah, last week I wasn't very confident, which I did say to people.
And you only tipped three. No. Two of them won, and you still cop grief from the...
Yeah, that's right. You get grief. But anyway, this week I am keen on a few.
Yeah.
So I've produced 8 tips for the runners out there.
Get your pen and paper out.
Rosehill Race 9, number 5, Autumn Glow was the first one. We've talked about it. And then we'll go to Doomben. Race 3, number 6, Foreign Press. I think Ladbrokes at 225 this horse. Crazy odds. Starts odds on.
I already backed it for the pot.
Starts odds on, gets a perfect run, drops back to 1,100. Brilliant, get on, bet. Doomben Race 6, number 5, Panier. This one's on the drift. I suggest backing it on race day or best of the best or best luck, whatever anyone wants to do. There was a danger. The danger was the other favourite, but it gets right back and Panier looks to get the perfect run. We'll go to Rosehill Race 1, number 6, a horse called Modella. Quite keen on this runner, except for the fact that it gets back in its races. It's more of a ratings bet for me. This horse is better than these horses, but does get back. Mm. It is first up, and this heavy track and the fact it gets back at Rosehill makes me think, even though it has firm big pre-post, I think it's, since they put the markets up, it's $11 to $4.40 or something. So they haven't missed it. I actually didn't get any of that price. I was too busy yesterday. So I'm going to back it on the race day. I think it's a good hope. And we'll go to 4 races in Belmont. Race 3, number 3, Go-Go Gromit. They went up $7, WA Tab. I thought that was crazy overs. I might be wrong, but I'm happy to be on this horse. It's close to this start. It's been going well, knocking on the door. Belmont Race 5, number 11, Antique Star. Was waiting for a jockey to be put on. Last two starts had Carberry and then Amy Jo Hayes. They put a CJP on this time, but they did put it up extremely short, which I'm a bit disappointed about. I'm on it this weekend. And Belmont Race 6, number 3, love this horse. Cosmic Crusader. Think we can get Pike Beat on the favourite in this race. And I think it's a horse to follow through the prep. And then we'll go to Belmont 7-10, Snow God. Horse won for us last start, gets a similar run this time, improves again, hopefully wins. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a record number of tips, I reckon.
I just, I like the weekend, so I'm happy to bet when I like it. That's what you do. The fans will be happy. If I don't like it, then I don't bet.
You do you.
I'm
going to back Modella as well, and I was going to put it in as official, but I didn't because of that reason, gets back, and I just hate backing those horses out of wide barriers that get back, but I'm definitely going to be on.
Now, boys, the NRL finals start tomorrow night.
Exciting.
I thought we should talk about them. So here is the Ladbrokes NRL Premiers Market. Why don't we start, and I know you love doing this. Let's start by saying who cannot win the premiership. Who can we rule out?
New Zealand can't win.
Okay, they're gone.
Not playing well enough. Cronulla coming from – just if you disagree, Fitz, just
no,
let
no,
me know.
You keep going.
Because this is just my opinion, but it's right. just joking. Sharks I don't think can win. Nico Hines is playing, though, on – do they play Thursday night against the Roosters?
No, they play – Saturday night.
Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think there's Doesn't any really Thursday night.
There's no Thursday, yeah. They play Saturday night. Yeah, definitely Saturday night, 7:30.
So whoever wins that – whoever wins the Sharks-Roosters game then either has to go to Canberra or has to go to Brisbane. Then if they win that, they're probably going to have to go to Melbourne. Then if they win that, they're probably going to have to go and play – well, no, probably. Then they go and play grand final. So it's a very hard draw.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bracket both those. Sharks I don't think can win for that reason. I just think the draw's too hard.
Yeah.
Roosters I think are more hope to win than the Sharks, but $13 is, it's short enough for a team that has to go through that. I think they're a year away. I think they're a little bit inexperienced. Who else is in the bottom fours? Penrith. So Penrith go to New Zealand. Pretty, you won't find an easier semi-final, I suppose.
It's pretty hard going to that Mount
it
Smart
Stadium. It actually
isn't,
though, Rich. Like, everyone always talks about Mount Smart being, they get beat there all the time. They're like Manly, Fortress Brookvale, Myth.
Did Did you hear about the thing where they're like,
they get beat there all the time.
Some like Warriors fan group have put a shout out on Facebook saying, let's go to like outside the Penrith Hotel on whatever night, Friday night, and like at 3 a.m., let's like do donuts in cars and make heaps of noise and wake them up. Okay. And the NRL and the Warriors had to step in and go, like, don't be doing that.
Wow. The Kiwis.
It's a pretty funny story.
I'm going back to New Zealand with a start against Penrith. I think it's about 8.5 or something like that. At home with a start, I think New Zealand will lift for that game. I'm going to say I don't think Penrith can win.
Okay.
From the bottom four, I think they're a little bit battered and bruised as well. Mm-hmm. I think that they've won the last four comps. I think it's just such an ask for a team that's won the last four comps to come from 5-8, get up again and have to do it. But they're probably, if they play New Zealand, then they might meet the Dogs. So they could have a little bit of a cruisier run through the finals. But I just think it's such, to keep getting up for those next four games again, I think it's too much. So I've ruled out four teams, the bottom four already.
Okay, what about the Canterbury
Bears? Any of those bottom four make a grand final? Can they make a grand final?
So Penrith came fifth, right? Bulldogs came fourth, did they? Is that how it panned out? Yeah. I don't think the Bulldogs can win. I don't think they're going well enough.
Bulldogs came third.
Can any of the bottom four make a grand final?
Penrith can make the grand final.
Yeah, but definitely Penrith. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they will. Of course they can, they've got a pretty soft run to get to the major semi.
Penrith have got a pretty soft run.
But you sound like you think that Bulldogs have got no chance. You're sort of skirting around this because you're saying Penrith could play the Dogs, so that could be a bit of an easy.
Well, there could only be one hope. We'll get to that.
So let's move to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Well, they have to go to Melbourne. They just not playing well enough. They got smashed by Cronulla last week. Mm. They're going to go to Melbourne, which is arguably the hardest road trip in the game. Melbourne have got a few out though. They've got Hughes out for the season. Pappenhausen's out. Big Nelson's out. They aren't playing very well. Canterbury's got to go there. I think the line's about 4.5 or 5.5.
Did Sorallo make a mistake? Sorallo and Gould make a mistake by bringing in Lockie Galvin?
Depends if you're talking about winning the premiership in 2025 or 2026 and 27.
I'm talking about 25.
Yes. I said that on our defunct show, that it will derail their season. You can't, like, Marnie's not playing in this game either. He's one of their best defensive. Yeah. They went from the best defensive sides to one of the worst defensive sides because Galvin's come in and Marnie's gone out, and also Toby Sexton. But I don't know if Toby's coming back in, but their defence has just fallen off a cliff, and that's the reason why. But they're obviously doing it to build for the future. So, you know, it is what it is. Can they win this year? No, I don't think they will win this year. Anyone can win this year, but no, I put a pen through them. Yeah. Doggies Fitz put a pen through them too, didn't you?
Pen.
Right, so we've just penned five out of the eight sides.
See, we make it easy for viewers, don't we?
Which leaves us with the big dogs up top, Canberra, Melbourne, obviously, and the Brisbane Broncos. So let's talk about Melbourne at home against Canterbury. They've got the cruisiest draw, I think, ever, because if they win that, then they get a home semi to go to a grand final. So whilst I don't particularly like them because their halfback's out for the season, and I hate backing teams who have just had a bad injury going to a final series, their draw allows them to be some hope, and they've Melbourne are just such a great club with Craig Bellamy. They'll probably find a way to make a grand final.
Sure.
But I don't particularly want to back them. Are you on Melbourne at all, Fitz?
Nah, I just want Brisbane.
You're on Broncos, are you?
Yeah, start of the season. You've been listening to the Key Zone? No, we all backed him at the start of the year.
Yeah, start of the year. So that leaves the other semi, which I think the winner of the 2025 Premiership will come out of, which is Canberra versus Brisbane. I think Brisbane there at $6 is one of the best bets I've seen in a long, long time.
Stealing?
Oh, I'm on at $8.50. I've had my max bet. Then I had more. Then I kept having more.
But you said to people, just keep, every time you have a little win, just dribble a little bit more on the Broncos.
I know.
They got out to $26 or something, didn't they? Or rougher, 50s.
Yeah, I didn't take that. I did think they were in big trouble. But I'd rather take $6 now. And I allow myself to go over my max bets badly twice every year. One's in the Melbourne Cup and one's on the NRL Premiership. And I'm going to have another crack at Brisbane because I think $6 is completely wrong. I think they're on their way up. I think that Adam Reynolds is going to come back. Ben Hunt's hitting form. Reece Walsh left training early, but don't worry about that. That's just all a smokescreen, I think. Not that I know anything. I'm just saying that because I hope he plays. And big Josh Papali's in a bit of doubt as well. Xavier Savage is out for Canberra, which doesn't help them. I think that match down there is about a 50-50 game. I think even if Brisbane lose that game, I still want to be on them. They'll go home, they'll play Roosters or Sharks. I think they'll win that. I'm not scared of anyone. Brisbane at their best have the best roster, best team in the comp. They've got Madge McGuire, knows how to get the job done as well. I think Canberra are an incredibly exciting side. And
but not this year.
Well, I think they can win. I think they can definitely win, but I just think the price isn't great.
They might make the grand final and then need another year, you know. Like
possibly. Yeah,
it's very hard to go because they come from nowhere. It's very rare that they rise completely through and go the whole way. They usually set things up.
Let me ask you a question. If Canberra play the Melbourne or Brisbane in a grand final, will they be favourite?
No.
I don't think so either.
It depends on Melbourne's side that they actually put on the park, obviously.
We'll say it's the Pappenhausen back and no Hughes. Nelson's there.
I think that Melbourne will be favourite.
Yeah, I
think Brisbane will be favourite too.
Melbourne will be $1.70 and I reckon Brisbane will be $1.80.
Well, if Brisbane roll Canberra this weekend, which is what you're predicting, basically.
I think it's 50, not much. 50-50 game.
Yeah. Going down to GIO Stadium is huge for you this week. If Broncos win this, then you're in a fantastic
position. If Broncos win this, they're playing at home in front of 60,000 people at Suncorp to go to a grand final.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's huge. They're getting Adam Reynolds back and they get a week off.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll hurt them that much if they do have to play next week because I think it'll give them a chance to a bit more cohesion. Reynolds gets another game under his belt probably and I think they'll win it. But, I don't think Canberra are a great price at $3.75. If Canberra were $4.50 or $5, I'd be having something on them too.
Mm. All right.
Who are you tipping, Rich?
I've just been tipping Penrith all year, so I'll stick with them.
Thank you.
And a lot of the people in the den don't appreciate me doing that, but I've been doing it all year, so I'll just stick with them.
Hey, Rain Man, get something out of Penrith on the fair for me, please.
That is another Saturday set. Today's Are You Okay Day, and I thought we should just mention that people out there, if you're ever feeling a bit blue or not feeling that good, don't be afraid to reach out to someone and have a chat. It's important, especially us middle-aged men. We often internalize stuff and don't talk enough. So let's all talk to each other and make ourselves hopefully feel better. That's about it.
Well said.
Yeah.
Up the den,
and we'll see you in the den on Saturday. Thank you.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.